This hour on Introductions, we'll hear some highlights of a special live broadcast we presented from the Merritt School of Music's annual Performathon, which occurred this past Saturday morning. Please stay with us. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. Every year, the Merritt School of Music in Chicago's West Loop organizes what they call a Performathon, an incredible day-long showcase of their young musical talent. It goes on all day, one group after another, and includes hundreds of music students in many different instrumentations and in a wide variety of repertoire, and it's a whole lot of fun to watch. Most of the students will hear this hour attend the Merritt School of Music's Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, which was the school's first program in 1979 and remains its signature offering today. Performathon not only showcases the conservatory's student talent, but also raises funds to keep the conservatory tuition-free. And as you probably know already, WFMT is also raising funds right now so that we can continue bringing you live programming such as this. If you enjoy WFMT, please consider visiting WFMT.com/support right now to make a gift. Let's begin now with the Merritt School of Music's Wind Ensemble in a March by Carl King. It's Barnum and Bailey's favorite, Brian Polacek conducting. This is Introductions. Brian Polacek conducting the Merritt School of Music Wind Ensemble. We heard Barnum and Bailey's Favorite by Carl King from the Ann and Howard Gottlieb Hall in Chicago's West Loop. Here now is a nice ballad by Mal Waldron, who was Billie Holiday's piano accompanist for many years. It's Left Alone, performed by the Merritt School's Honors Jazz Ensemble, directed by Michael McLaughlin, here on Introductions. Thank you. Left Alone by Mal Waldron, performed by the Honors Jazz Ensemble of the Merritt School of Music on the stage of the Ann and Howard Gottlieb Hall in Chicago's West Loop. We're going to continue our highlights of the Merritt School's Performathon now with two different works, each featuring multiple pianos. First, we'll hear the waltz from Souvenirs, Opus 28 for two pianos by Samuel Barber, and then an arrangement of Herbie Hancock's jazz classic, Driftin'. Merritt School of Music students Caroline Chen and Mimi Liu will perform the Barber. Their coach is Ann Berman. And we'll hear three pianists on Driftin', students Billy Gowans, Quinn Sengupta, and Julius Tucker. And those three were coached by Steve Million and Fred Simon. This is Introductions. an arrangement of Driftin' by Herbie Hancock for three pianists, featuring Merritt School of Music students Billy Gowans, Quinn Sengupta, and Julius Tucker, preceded by The Waltz from Souvenirs, Opus 28 for two pianos by Samuel Barber, performed by Caroline Chen and Mimi Liu. This hour, we're listening to some highlights from the 29th Annual Performathon Music Festival at the Merritt School of Music in Chicago's West Loop. We featured part of the Performathon live this past Saturday during this, our winter membership drive, because we think it's important to feature young musicians on the radio. And if you agree, we hope you'll consider becoming a member by visiting our website right now. WFMT.com/support is the address. Let's continue with two of the Merritt School's honors quartets. In a moment, we'll hear the scherzo presto movement of the Trout Piano Quintet by Franz Schubert. But first, a string quartet by Anton Webern, arranged for trombones, featuring the Bone Rangers Honors Trombone Quartet of the Merritt School. Royce Harrington Turner, Doug Ming, Jake Mazira, and Tanner Jackson are the members of the ensemble, and they're coached by Tim Reardon. This is the Long Summer Sats by Webern.
Thank you.
The Trout Piano Quintet in A Major, Deutsch number 667 by Franz Schubert. We heard the third Scherzo Presto movement performed by the Martha S. and Bernard S. Adelson Honors Ensemble, violinist Julia Gica, violist Philip Perkins, cellist Stephanie Zhao, bassist Daniela Gazibara, and pianist Macy Stewart. The group is coached by Bernard Zink and Quang Hao Huang. Before that, we heard Langsamersatz by Anton Webern, a string quartet arranged for trombones and performed by the Bone Rangers Honors Trombone Quartet, students at the Merritt School of Music who performed at the 29th Annual Performathon, which we featured this past Saturday live for 2 hours on WFMT. You can listen to this program again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com. And that's where you can also audition to perform on this program. We also welcome your comments. You can send them to introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Let's take a short break. When we return, we'll hear music for saxophone quartet, plus a piece written for percussion and, quote, speech quartet, composed by John Cage. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. This hour, we're presenting highlights from the 29th Annual Performathon at the Merritt School of Music, which took place this past Saturday in Chicago's West Loop. We presented this live broadcast despite it being our winter membership drive. And if you're having as much fun as we did, we hope you'll consider becoming a member of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle right now by visiting wfmt.com/support. We'll count your pledge when we get in tomorrow morning at 5:58. The Merit Honors Saxophone Quartet performed a lovely little piece by Eugène Boza called Nuages, or Clouds in French, and we'll hear that next. The Merit School's Honors Saxophone Quartet in music by Eugène Boza. We heard his Nuages, or Clouds in French, performed by Russell Kearns, Justin Udry, Natalia Drozdov, Kendra Wheeler, and they are directed by Sean Tracy. Here now is an interesting piece. The Bob Jaffe Percussion Fund Honors Percussion Ensemble performed something by John Cage called Living Room Music, scored for percussion and, quote, speech quartet. His instructions were that the work should be played on an unspecified array of household objects one would find in a living room, such as tables, books, magazines, or window frames. We'll hear the first two movements of this work. The second movement featured a spoken excerpt from Gertrude Stein's book for children called The World is Round, about a 9-year-old named Rose who encounters various obstacles while climbing a mountain. Robert Dillon is the director of this percussion ensemble. They looked like they were having a lot of fun during this piece, and in a moment, you'll hear why. This is Introductions. Thank you.
Once upon a time. Once upon a time. A once upon a time. A time. Once upon a time. Upon a time. Upon a time. A time upon a time. Upon a time.
Living Room Music by John Cage. We heard the first two movements, titled To Begin and Story, performed by the Merritt School of Music's Honors Percussion Ensemble. Before we leave you this evening, we have one more piece to share from last Saturday's Performathon Music Festival at the Merritt School of Music. The concert jazz band blew the roof off the place with this tune called First Circle by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. This arrangement is by Bob Kernow, and the band is directed by Troy Anderson, and this is Introductions. the Merritt School of Music's Concert Jazz Band in First Circle by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, arranged by Bob Kernow and directed by Troy Anderson. One of the highlights from the 29th annual Performathon at the Merritt School of Music in Chicago's West Loop. We had a great live broadcast from there on Saturday during our winter membership drive, which is still going on. And you can pledge your support to continue programming such as this by visiting our website right now, wfmt.com/support, and making a pledge. We'll be sure to count your pledge first thing tomorrow morning when we get in at 5:58. We hope you enjoyed this presentation of highlights from Merritt School's Performathon, and you can listen to it again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and that's also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The Performathon this hour's audio producer and engineer was Eric Runis. The operations manager for WFMT and for this broadcast was Don Mueller, and he was assisted by Josh Savageau. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vita, and a very special thanks to the entire staff of the Merritt School of Music. Steve Robinson is the executive producer of Introductions, and I'm David Polk, host and producer of this program. Please join us again next week.